Wrinkles.
Hello, Miss Issei. Are you busy?
No, just having a nice cup of tea and a quiet read.
Oh, yeah? What are you reading?
The back of a detergent packet.
Oh, good, is it?
No, not really. Not as good as a cornflake box. Not as gripping.
I know. Got a terrible review in the Times Literary Supplement. I'll tell you what.
What?
If you want a really good read, you can't beat the back of a tin of beans.
Yeah, but the trouble with tins, though, Tom, you never know when you finish, do you? You keep going round and round and round.
Yeah, well, I hate to stop you improving your mind, but could I have a word with you?
A word?
Yeah.
What about?
What would you think if I came in here, into your kitchen, dumped half a ton of horse manure and planted a tree? What would you think?
I think Tom's in a funny mood.
Of course you are. Because the garden's for gardening and the kitchen's for kitchening.
Yeah.
But somebody's been kitchening in my garden, haven't they? Someone took it on themselves to spring clean my garden.
Well, I'd finished cleaning the kitchen, Tom, and I just thought the garden looked a bit grubby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind you dusting the flowers. I'm not even bothered about you spraying antiperspirant on the compost heap. But I absolutely draw the line at you lifting up the lawn, hanging it on the washing line and beating it clean.
Yeah, but it looks so grubby, Tom. And I did put it back for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You put it back all right. Upside down.
The green bit should be on the top, should it?
Well, generally speaking, grass is generally green side up. Speaking generally.
Well, it'll be nice to have a change, won't it?
Don't you see how embarrassing it is for me, a gardener with an upside-down lawn? We've got the only putting green in the country where you have to get the balls out of the holes.
I was only giving you an helping hand.
Yeah, well, it's going to take me all morning to put it right.
Oh, sorry, Tom, I didn't mean any harm.
Huh. And by the way, I shouldn't bother finishing that detergent packet. The artificial colouring falls in love with the monosodium glutamate and the coconut oil dies in the end.
Oh, Tom, you ruined it for me now.
Good evening, Tom.
Morning, Winston.
Morning already, is it? Good Lord, a mess. You haven't seen my dog, have you?
No. Not unless that's him, on the end of your lead.
Where's that, Tom?
See your hand?
Yes.
Grab hold of it with the other and follow the lead down. What's on the end of it?
It's a dog, Tom. It's Major. I wonder where he got it. We're looking for a bone, the Major and I. We buried it a couple of weeks ago and now we can't find it, can we, Major?
How do you mean, we buried it?
Well, I say we, Tom, but actually I buried it and he can't find it. You haven't seen the lawn, have you, Tom? I could have sworn it used to be here.
It still is, Winston. It's just that the green bit's underneath. That's why I'm relaying it.
Good Lord, amazing. No wonder he can't find his bone. Landscape's changed. Still, shouldn't prove too much of a problem to a man like me. Not with my background. I was in the Secret Service for 25 years, you know, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Do you? I thought it was a secret.
No secret to me, Winston. I was a Secret Service man myself.
Good Lord, Tom, what did you do?
I don't know. They couldn't tell me. It was too secret.
Security, Tom. There's a lot of that in the Secret Service. It's called undercover work.
Hello, Tom. Winston.
Hello, Arnold.
I see the lawn's disappeared. Expect it'll be us next. Puff. We'll all just vanish into thin air and no one will ever find us ever again. Still, you've got to laugh, haven't you?
That's it, Arnold. Chin up.
Matron wants to see you, Tom.
You know what it's about?
But it's probably something terrible. Something we'll all be punished for. I expect they'll do it alphabetically and I'll be the first one to get it, being called Arnold. happy day.
Well, I suppose I'd better go and see her then.
Well, the Major and I can't afford to stand around chin-wagging all day. There's a bone to be found.
Well, I'll say good morning then, gents.
Yes, fair enough, Tom. Good night.
You wanted to see me, Matron? Matron, if it's about the lawn not being exactly, I can explain everything. What about Winston's dog? He bit you? Winston's dog? He actually bit you? Thought bubble. Oh, I always knew that dog was a good one. I don't know how Winston's going to take this news. He's very close to that dog. There's absolutely no need to repeat yourself. I heard you perfectly well the first time.
Hello, Mr. Pettigrew.
Hello. Have you seen Tom?
I think he's relaying the lawn.
Is he?
Yeah.
Relaying the lawn?
Yeah.
Relaying the lawn, is he?
Yeah.
Superlative. I'll wait till he gets back then. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making some fruit salad for lunch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Would you like to try some, Mr. Pettigrew? It's very, very nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
That fruit salad?
Yeah.
It's very, very nice, is it?
Yeah.
Superlative.
I'll dish some out for you.
Has it got any apples in it?
Oh, yeah. Lots of apples.
Has it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Lots of apples?
Yeah.
It's got lots of apples?
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah.
I don't like apples.
Well, I'll take the apples out then, shall I?
Superlative. Has it got any oranges in it?
Yeah. Don't you like oranges?
Not to eat, no.
I'll take the oranges out then, shall I?
Oh, superlative. What about pears?
No, don't worry, there's no pears.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
None at all?
No.
No pears?
No.
So there's no pears, then?
No.
Not even one?
No.
I like pears.
Well, I'm afraid that's it, Mr. Pettigrew. There's no fruit left.
Oh.
It's just juice now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just juice, then?
Yeah.
There's no fruit?
No.
Just the juice now, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Superlative.
Shall I give you some juice then? It's very, very nice.
No, I don't like juice.
You don't like juice either?
Well, not without any fruit in it. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mr. Pete.
You're looking a bit down in the dumps, Tom.
I've just had some bad news.
Have you been called up again, Tom?
No. My picking's over, Mr. Pettigrew. No, it's about Major, Winston's dog.
What about him?
He bit Matron.
Well, that's good news, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah, it's great news, that. Oh, cheered me up no end. The thing is, he's got to go.
Who says?
Matron. She says Winston can't look after him properly, so he's got to go.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, they're very close, them two.
Winston will be really upset. Couldn't I look after him in the kitchen? He could sleep in front of the fire and I could give him me leftovers.
Winston's too proud to eat leftovers.
No, I mean the Major.
Oh, you? I wouldn't let you near an animal. Oh, after what you did to the cat.
What did you do to the cat, Mrs. A?
I gave him a bath, that's all. How was I to know cats don't like baths?
Giving him a bath is one thing. Putting him in the washing machine with a pair of red curtains is downright cruel. He came out looking like a fox.
Did he, Tom?
Yeah.
Came out looking like a fox, did he?
Yeah.
Superlative.
I didn't know, did I? I thought cats were colour fast. How was I to know he'd run?
If nature had meant cats to be washed in front loaders, they would have been given labels with washing instructions on them.
But he was so grubby.
You know, wash at medium heat. Do not mix with dyed fabrics. A dry flat. And definitely do not iron.
Well, I wouldn't wash the dog. Not now that I know.
Of course you wouldn't. You couldn't get him in the washing machine.
No, but I bet if you took all the trays out, you could get him in the dishwasher.
I could look after the Major, Tom. He'd be no trouble.
No, no. He's Winston's dog, Mrs. A. It wouldn't be right. And I'm going to have to tell him. Hey, is that fruit salad?
Yeah, it's for lunch.
Has it got any fruit in it?
Of course it's got fruit in it. It's fruit salad.
Oh, I don't like it with fruit in it.
Don't you, Tom?
No.
Really?
No.
Do you mind if I have yours, then?
So, the Major's got to go then, eh, Tom?
That's what she said.
And that was her final word, was it?
I'm afraid so, Winston.
Tom, you know me. Sort of chap I am. In the Secret Service for 25 years.
Yeah, I know.
Do you? I thought it was a secret. Yeah. The thing is, Tom, you can't have that kind of background and not know how to handle a bit of hardship.
No, I suppose not.
It's a test of a man's character, Tom. Hardship.
Yeah.
It's no stranger to me. Hardship's my middle name.
No need to tell me, Winston.
And as far as I'm concerned, you can go straight back to this matron chappie and tell her she can go to blazes.
Winston, I couldn't agree more. Looks like we'll have to come up with a scheme.
Good thinking, Tom. Give this one a blue folder. Undercover. Shouldn't be too hard, Tom. Couple of ex-spies like us fooling this matron chappie. Put our heads together, pull our brains. You do the thinking, Tom, and I'll make the tea.
Leave it to me.
First class. Couldn't let the Major go, Tom. Too close. We've been through too many campaigns together. Good Lord, Tom, I've seen him rise through the ranks.
I remember when you first came here, he was called Private. Then Corporal. Then Sergeant. Then Lieutenant, then Captain, and now Major.
Exactly. Couldn't let him go, Tom. Too promising a career. He could be a General by Christmas.
Oh, I know what you mean, Winston. I had a dog myself once. We were in show business together. Tom and Rufus, the talking dog. He could speak four languages.
Sounds like a pretty smart dog to me, Tom.
Not really. His German was terrible. Well, it was the old, old story. We got on the number one circuit and success went to his head. From Tom and Rufus, the talking dog, it went to Rufus and Tom, the talking man. Very humiliating. Then, he didn't need me anymore. Went solo. It was too much too soon. He couldn't handle it. Started drinking. Got so he was putting away 5 or 6 bowls of water a day. Then there was the women. Alsatians, bloodhounds, mastiffs, sheepdogs, collies, bulldogs, boxers, greyhounds, whippets, beagles, pointers, spaniels, terriers, poodles. Then he got this chihuahua in trouble.
Had to marry beneath himself, eh?
Yeah, about 2 feet beneath himself, actually. Well, you can imagine the size. It was a mismatch from the start. Never lasted. They got divorced. She sold a story to the News of the World. All the wild parties. The other women. The 3 dogs in a basket scandal. Terrible. He forgot all his old friends. stopped sending bones home to his parents. Then it came out he used to check Bob Martin's before he went on stage. He had to give back his OBE. Then one night, tragedy. He's leaving Crufts. He'd had one too many. Got into his car. Whack! Straight into a tree. Curtains.
Good Lord! What a dog, Tom. Could he even drive, could he?
No, no. Dogs can't drive. That's why he went straight into a tree.
Tom, if you get a minute, do you think you could have a look at the wireless?
Mrs. A, I've got a lot on my mind.
Oh, scheming, are you?
You could say.
I can always tell when you're scheming. Your eyes go all glassy and you let your tea go cold.
Anyway, what's up with the wireless?
No, no, I don't want to interrupt your scheme.
No, no, what's up with it? Can't you get a picture?
No, it's just stuck on one channel and I want to get something on the long wave.
Where is it?
Over there on the dresser.
What, this?
Yeah, it's stuck on one channel.
You know why?
Why?
It's the toaster.
Will that make any difference?
Of course it will. You can't get the long wave on the toaster.
I wonder what I was listening to before then. It was very good.
Probably the toast burning.
It was very interesting.
I'll tell you what. I could put a loudspeaker on it and improve the reception. Hey, wait a minute.
Have you got a scheme then?
Mrs. A, I think you've put us on the right track. Excuse me, matron. You told me to report to you when Winston had got rid of his dog. Oh, yes. I saw him go myself. Well, he was very upset at first, but we got him a cat to sort of replace the major. Oh, I'm sure he won't upset your cat, matron. He doesn't really mix with other cats. That's a surprise to me, matron. I didn't know you did animal impressions.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Arnold.
I understand Winston's dog had to go.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
Of course. It'll break his heart. You'll never be the same. A broken man. Ah, well, life goes on its merry way.
Oh, that's it, Arnold. Look on the bright side.
You've got to look on the bright side, Tom. Otherwise, life's just a meaningless empty void. First the lawn, then the dog. I wonder who'll be next. I expect it'll be me. Still, you've got to laugh, haven't you?
Couldn't agree more. A song, a smile and a cheerful word. That's your motto, isn't it, Arnold?
Yeah, that's it, Tom. Keep singing. Sing away the heartache, sing away the pain. Happy days are here again. Let us sing a song of cheer again.
You busy, Mrs. H.
I'm just watching this.
What is it?
It's nearly finished. It's just getting to the good bit.
What are you watching?
The washing machine.
Oh, good, is it?
Shh, you're spoiling it.
What's on?
A pair of blue sheets and all my smalls.
Oh, that, it's a repeat. I've seen it.
Well, don't tell me what happens. You ruined that detergent packet for me.
I can't remember the ending. I turned over to spin dry halfway through. Listen. Forget the washing machine. I've got Winston's new cat outside. Do you want to meet him?
Yeah, bring him in.
Mrs. A, meet the Major. Winston's new cat.
Hello, Major. Oh, he looks very, very nice.
Pedigree as long as your arm.
It's a bit big for a cat, though, isn't it?
No, not really, no. Not for its breed.
Looks more like the sort of a cross between a cat and a dog to me.
That's his breed. A bulldog cat.
A bulldog cat?
Yeah. You've heard of dogfish, haven't you? Well, this is a dog cat.
What's that stuck on his head?
Them's his ears.
Are you sure? He looks like cardboard to me, crowned in with black felt tip and held on with a bit of elastic.
No one's perfect. Leave him alone.
And his whiskers are funny, aren't they?
Normal for his breed.
Yeah, you know that old Groucho Marx moustache you used to have?
Yeah, what about it?
His whiskers look a bit like that, don't they? More of a sort of a moustache than whiskers.
It looks nothing like my Groucho Marx moustache.
Why is he wearing glasses, then?
He's short-sighted. Will you leave him alone? The very sensitive dog cats.
And look at his tail. It looks like draft excluder. It's a bit like the one that went missing this afternoon.
That's why dog cats are an endangered species. Man hunts them and uses the tails for draft excluders. That's why there aren't many of them left.
Are you sure he's a cat?
Of course I'm sure.
Tom?
Yeah?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That noise.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Tom?
Yeah?
I think that cat just barked.
It what?
I think the cat just barked.
No, it didn't. It meowed.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Yeah, it did it again.
Yeah, I heard it. Sort of a woof. Ow! Yeah, he's got a bad throat.
Tom?
Yeah?
Do you think I'm stupid?
Well, now you come to mention it.
This isn't a cat.
Isn't it?
It's a dog disguised as a cat.
So it is. Wait till I see that bloke what sold it to me.
Tom, it's Winston's dog badly disguised as a cat. I suppose this was your scheme.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think you're going to fool Matron with that, do you?
Oh, don't I? If you're too late, I already have.
How?
We went into her office. Mr. Pettigrew stole her glasses. She said it was a very nice cat, offered me a saucer of milk, gave the dog a cup of tea and a biscuit, and hung a coat upon Mr. Pettigrew.
Good show that, eh, Tom? Sending the major undercover, completely bamboozled that matron chappy.
Oh, piece of cake, Winston.
I think this calls for a bit of a celebration.
Celebration, Mr. Winston.
Work hard, play hard, Mr. Pettigrew.
I've got some fruit salad left over if anybody wants some.
Fruit salad, eh? Has it got any fruit in it?
Oh, yeah, lots of fruit, Winston.
Pity. I don't much like fruit salad with fruit in it.
Don't you, Mr. Winston?
No, never have done.
It's funny that. Neither does Tom. Do you mind if I have your helping?
Not at all. Help yourself.
What's that?
What's what?
That knocking. What is it?
Sounds like someone knocking on the door.
What? Someone knocking on the door?
No. Sounds more like someone knocking on the door to me.
Tell you what.
What?
Perhaps they want to come in. Hang on. Hello, Arnold.
Hello, Tom.
Have you just been knocking on the door?
Well, I suppose I have, in a way.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it was Arnold.
Arnold? Well, aren't you going to let him in?
Arnold, was it, Tom?
Yeah, Arnold.
I expect it was Arnold who was knocking on the door.
Who was it, Tom?
It was Arnold.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Arnold?
Yeah.
Superlative. What was he doing?
He was knocking on the door.
Was he?
Yeah.
Knocking on the door, then, was he?
Yeah.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah.
Arnold?
Yeah.
So, it was Arnold knocking on the door, then, was he?
Yeah.
Who's Arnold?
You probably know him as Mr. Arnold.
Oh, Mr. Arnold's real name is Arnold, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There it is again.
That knocking. It's come back.
It's not the first time something like this has happened to me, you know. I remember one time in Malaya, the self-same thing happened. I was in a room, much like this one. There was this knocking on the door. Exactly like that, and you know what it was?
What was it, Tom?
You won't believe this. They wanted to come in.
What happened in the end, Tom?
Well, it was me what was in charge, so quick as a flash, I shouted, "Come in!" And he did.
Superlative.
Oh, amazing.
Haven't you led an exciting life, Tom?
Well, aren't you going to shout, "Come in" this time, Tom?
No, it's your kitchen. You're in charge. You should shout, "Come in."
Oh, Tom, I'm much too busy to shout, "Come in." I've still got to vacuum these walls.
I suppose I've got to shout, "Come in," then.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, Tom, only I am a bit pushed.
Always me, isn't it? Always the same. I've got to do everything round here, even shout, "Come in."
I'll shout, "Come in," Tom.
Oh, if it's going to cause all this trouble, I'll shout, "Come in."
No, no, leave it to me. You're much too busy.
Yes, yes, leave it to Tom. He's the man to handle a crisis.
Besides, I've got the best shouting voice for shouting, "Come in." Come in! Come in!
Come in!
Did someone shout, "Come in"?
How are you, Arnold?
No, not so bad. A major catastrophe's just happened. Do you know Winston's new cat?
Yeah.
It just bit Matron.
Bit Matron?
Did it?
Fuss.
The Major?
Not the Major anymore, Tom. Biting Matron twice. Earned himself a field commission. From now on, he's called the General.
You have been listening to Wrinkles, starring Tom Menard and Anne Bieraski, with Ballard Barkley as Winston, David Ross as Mr. Pettigrew, and Gordon Salkild as Arnold. The program is written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.